I spent 3 days in Kerrville, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon, I was driving home through Fredericksburg. my friend, pastor friend George Lumpkin, pastor of First United Methodist Church in Fredericksburg, and I often get together about once a week. Right now, with all the changes in the church, pastors are getting together more often to check signals and be supportive of one another and to talk about those other pastors who are dealing with issues that of difficulty and hardship. So we get together and we discern together and we talk together. And so while we're eating, having lunch in Subway, just one of those quick lunches, we were having lunch at Subway, George and I were talking about ministries that we were doing that were unique in our appointments. He said that a woman from the community came up to him and asked him about doing ministry to the Polish in Fredericksburg. And I said, what? You know, the Polish can grow peanuts in a parking lot. They can make kolaches out of tortillas and make it taste good. What's wrong with the Polish in Fredericksburg? And George about laughed and fell on the floor. And he said, Peter, I said homeless. I did not say Polish. Have you ever had one of those conversations, you know, where one person is saying one thing and the other person is hearing it on a different level? You know, I think I need to work on those hearing aids sooner than later. But you know, gosh, that's what's going on between Nicodemus and Jesus in this morning's conversation. This morning's scripture passage that Jerry read for us. Nicodemus goes to Jesus at night, doesn't want to be seen with him in public. I mean, after all, Jesus has been accused of being a glutton and a drunkard, right? And associating with people that are on the periphery of life in the Jewish community. But Nicodemus also sees that nobody can do the works that Jesus is doing unless they are from God. And recognizes that Jesus is from God. And so what Jesus says to Nicodemus, he says, no one can see the kingdom unless they are born again. What? You know, Nicodemus says to Jesus, how can they enter into their mother's womb and come back out again? That's totally, you know, mind-blowing. There's just no way that can happen. And when we read this, right, when we read this scripture passage, we read like, oh, that's deep. But I can imagine Jesus, like George Lumpkin, almost falling to the ground and laughing, right? You know, what are you? No. A little bit about that word, born again. The word born again, anangeneo in Greek, is also the word for born from above. So born again and born from above. So Jesus is saying you must be born again or born from above, right? In other words, there must be a spiritual birth. There must be a spiritual birth that empowers us, that nurtures us, that empowers us to be a reflection of God's kingdom here on earth. That's so critical for the Christian life, that we be born again, that we have a spiritual birth from above. Now, the undercurrent in this conversation that Nicodemus and Jesus is having is that, according to Nicodemus, who is a member of the ruling party, the ruling Pharisees, in Jerusalem, what the undercurrent in that conversation is this, is that according to Nicodemus, that one needs to be from the right pedigree, the right bloodline, the right descendants. In other words, you must be from the line and lineage of Abraham and Sarah. And what Jesus is saying about being born from above, being born again, is that he's blowing the doors wide open to everyone, to everybody. Jesus is saying what Paul is reflecting on in Galatians 3:28, in Christ there is no Jew nor Greek, male nor female, slave or free, but all are one in Christ Jesus our Lord. So what Jesus is doing is he's opening up the doors to everyone and everybody, that all are welcome to see the kingdom of God through not only the birth, the life, the death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but also through his presence by the power of the Holy Spirit that is with us today. So the Lord our God is with us. We are born again. Now, when I was born, my parents were given this birth certificate. Birth certificates are a lot different, but this is my original birth certificate. It says the Nix Hospital, Memorial Hospital in San Antonio, Texas, certifies that me, Peter Michael Aguilar, was born in this hospital at 1:34 p.m. a Monday, April 29th, 1957. Okay? It has the name of the hospital superintendent. The attending physician did not write his name, but I do know who he is. His name was Dr. John Birchelman in San Antonio. And it tells about my mom and my dad, where they were born, right? What towns they were born in. And it's just, in those days, they put ink on the soles of the baby's feet and then printed them on the birth certificate. On the back of the birth certificate, it says that this birth certificate should be carefully preserved as a record of value for future use to establish age or enter school, to establish age when applying for working papers, to establish legal age for rights of franchise, for jury in military service, to prove citizenship, to obtain passports for travel in foreign countries, and to prove right of inheritance of property. That's what this birth certificate does. This birth certificate doesn't prove that I was born. It doesn't. I'm the proof that I was born, not that birth certificate, right? I'm the proof that I was born. That birth certificate substantiates the information related to that. Well, there's no proof. There's no paperwork saying that we have been born again. There's no paperwork, there's no certificate that says that we've been born by the Spirit of God. Sure, we might get a baptismal certificate, right? Might get a confirmation certificate, but that doesn't mean that we get to see the kingdom of God. It doesn't. What helps us to understand the kingdom of God, that we've been born again, that we've been born above, is how we live our life and the fruits of our living in faith. That's the proof. Now, I am of the sincere belief that we as disciples of Jesus Christ are born again, and some people have tumultuous born-again experiences, some filled with full of guilt and forgiveness and love and mercy. you know, and they can remember the day, the time, and the place that they were born again, or born from above, or born from the Spirit. Other people's born-again experiences are more evolving. People have come to the knowledge of the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord because of mentors of the faith who've walked with them step by step. And yes, there have been times in our life when we've had aha moments. Oh yes, I get it, right? We've had gone on a retreat or had an experience or read the scriptures in a new light, in a period of prayer or in a struggle in our life where the light turns on again and again, right? But they will know that we are Christians by our love. And what that means is that they will know that we are Christians by our service. And they'll know we are Christians by the fruits of our labors as disciples of Jesus Christ. I went to the game on Friday morning, and at the Alamo Dome, and our Mason Cal girls did a great job. They really did. And it's difficult to play a good opponent, a worthy opponent, and also to play against the referees. Okay? Those referees made some terrible calls. And when those referees made a few terrible calls, I could see that our Mason Cowgirls were, you know, dealing with not only playing against a worthy opponent, but also playing against the calls of the referees. And so I started talking trash. You know, I'm from San Antonio, right? I know that the Munster folks on the other side were doing it too, and I started getting into it. You know, where are you from, ref? You from Munster? You know, is your granddaughter playing in the team? Right? I know where you're parked. I don't know where his car parked, but I said that, right? I was talking trash, right? I was out there just wanting to push it, you know. And then I realized that I was the only one on the Mason side that was, what's wrong with that Methodist preacher in Mason, Texas, right? What's wrong with that Methodist preacher in Mason, Texas? You know, the Masonites were cheering, of course, but I, gosh, you know, Peter, you got to bring it back down a few notches. And I'm an easy target, right? And I pick on myself. To be born again, to be born from above, is to claim the presence of Christ in our life. To truly embrace that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God didn't send the Son into the world to judge the world, but so that the world may be saved through him. When we embrace that, when we see that, see the presence of Christ in the world today, then we can see the kingdom of God. Where is the kingdom of God at work in your life? In the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.